Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Just got done with Coach Raheem Morris. Hope you heard what he said. He says that Michael Penix can do the things that they want him to do. And look, the game plan is week to week. You play one team, they show a weakness somewhere. You want to take advantage of it. That's just how this is. He would not say to Mike, as Mike has asked the question about more tight ends, you know, more 13 personnel. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how this shakes out. What we do know is, and he, again, he's playing by the rules because the NFL will fine you. But he's doubtful that Drake is going to play, and the reports out there is that Drake is not going to be available.
Yeah, I did ask Zach Robinson today when he was talking to the media, and a very, very intimate group of media today on the day before Thanksgiving, if we're honest. But talking about, you know, an expanded role for Charlie Warner, who's, you know, got in the end zone, scored a freaking touchdown.
Sure.
And I did joked around with Carl earlier, kind of a media loaded up question by saying, you know, is there an expanded role for Charlie now because of the inconsistencies with Kyle Pitts? And he did kind of say, yes, he's disappointed that some of those plays haven't been made. And I even said, you called a great play. I don't want to make it like we're always bashing
banging
Zach.
On, banging on
I said,
it.
You called a great play in Berlin and Pitts didn't make the play.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me like, nope, Sherlock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but he did say that, yeah, he expects more from Pitts. But it would be interesting to see if Warner gets an expanded role.
I would love.
He's showing you he can catch it.
Oh, man, he'll catch. Look, I think he's just one of those dudes. Right, you just say, "Hey, Charlie, here's what we need," and he just—that's why he worked at Georgia. I think he's just one of those dudes. I would love maybe at the end of the year, Mike, and I'm sure they will have it—not for our access, but the plays that should have been made by Kyle that weren't, and we're not talking about hard plays, like the just plays that were there, and the ball's thrown, and it hits him, and he doesn't make the play,
like the one that he tipped against the Giants last year. That's an NFL tight end catch, like the one he did with the Saints. Is it thrown a little bit behind you? Yes, but you've got the radius of an octopus. Catch the friggin' ball. Don't play volleyball with it, and that's a pick six.
Yeah. All right, man. We got a lot more to get to. By the way, Wes Durham is going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons.
Wes Durham.
And we will get to our picks. All right, that's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed Rob, we'll replay that for you because we do want you to hear what the head coach has to say. We should go beat the Jets, okay? Plain and simple. At the end of the day, this is another winnable game, and if you go handle your business, I don't care about the spread, I don't care about any of that, go beat the Jets, and then all of a sudden you've won two in a row, and we were just talking with Dave Archer about this. You're going to have a chance to really prove yourself against two stout, I think, playoff teams, and the Rams, certainly, who have the best record in the NFC, Seattle, and then you get the Bucs again. You're going to have a chance to prove yourself, Mike, over these next few weeks, but you got to go beat the Jets.
We asked Coach a few weeks ago, why can't you be clutch? Because, you know, at times the coaching staff couldn't be clutch. The players can't be clutch. You know, a famous Bill Parcells maxim, your record is your record. You are what you are. We are 4-7. We should be 6-5.
Right.
You know, I mean, I give me that, okay? Give me two less losses, two more wins. If some basic stuff got done against Carolina, certainly against San Francisco, you know, against the Colts, that's the one that really drives me more crazy than anything, is how we let the Colts wriggle off the hook. That one specifically. Because at that point right now, you know, then we're okay. We're 5-6 right now. It's completely. Then you're right there because the Bucs are struggling. Bucs are dealing with injuries. We talked about Baker's got one good arm. Yeah. You know, it is his throwing arm, but it is frustrating that we monkeyed around, created the only game we got really bossed on. That was that Miami game when Cousins started to look terrible.
Yeah, man. The Patriots game was also winnable right there. I mean, you lose by one.
You can't get an extra point done.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you know, you go into overtime in that game, and that would have been two overtime games back-to-back if you were able to do that, but I love my opportunity and chances. Nevertheless, that's where we are. It is what it is. Jets, Seahawks, Bucks the next 3 weeks, but this weekend it is all about the Jets. All right, and if we get Jesse Bates, which I think he's coming in right now.
Hey, speak of the devil.
We will move our official picks to around 5:20, so stay tuned for that as we'll give you the picks. Come on in, man.
Unless Jesse wants to give us some picks. I don't think nowadays in the NFL, that's probably a bad idea.
I don't think he's going to get involved with that.
What's up, big man?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Congrats, man, on changing that the vibe and getting off that schneid, man. That was a nice
Absolutely.
Win.
Absolutely. We needed that for sure.
We did need it. We needed it bad. All right, Jesse Bates. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all as well.
I know you've been in this league now a while, and, you know, this weekend is always kind of weird, whether you're playing on Thanksgiving, whether you're playing now. They got Friday games, Saturday, all this stuff. But as we look to where we've been, I just want to get your opinion as a vet. How difficult has it been? And what's been the vibe with the players? We talk to Coach every week. He gives us a sense. What are these veteran cats, man? What is the Jake Matthews and the Jesse Bates of the world? What are y'all saying to try to keep this on point? Because you know this train could easily go off the rails.
Yep. And I think that's where you lean on your leaders of the team, your veterans and guys that's been, you know, through some stuff in this league before, and I have. And we spend so much time away from our families, our loved ones, and we put so much time into this game. To not have success, it's frustrating, right? And as a player, you know, it's easy for guys to start, you know, checking off. Like, all right, we got a couple more weeks left. You know, maybe I shouldn't watch, you know, more film here. You know, just certain stuff like that you got to remind guys in the locker room that haven't been in, you know, tough situations where, you know, some of these young guys come from big college programs where they don't lose a lot. It'll really help you become, you know, not just a really good football player through tough times, but a great son, a great father one day in your personal life. So I try to bring it back to real life as well when you're facing, you know, adversity in life. You know, how are you going to respond? You know, are you going to, you know, check out? You know, that's what little kids do. You know what I'm saying? Grown men, they step up when things are hard, and that's when, you know, you got a lot of respect for people like that. So, yeah, when you're facing adversity, when you're facing success, you really you see who you're dealing with. You know, whether it's going well, whether it's going bad, you see what type of men that you're dealing with, and I think that we got the right guys in this locker room for sure.
Jesse Bates with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. I mean, dude, he had a pick in the Super Bowl, three tackles. I mean, that game could very easily, you could have a ring on your finger, man.
Yep.
I know you didn't come here to do what's happening right now. When you look at the tape, when you look at both sides of the football, is it simply a matter of just the individual just doing your job? It's a combination of things. I mean, sometimes we've seen some great plays dialed up, and the execution just doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, you got to do your job. That's the first part of it. But you also got to be able to feed off each other. You know, when our defense or, you know, our special teams go out there and make a play, I think as an offense, as a defense, we got to be able to keep that momentum and not, you know, just let it go for waste. When we're getting a turnover on defense, our offense needs to take advantage of that opportunity. And you play complementary football in this league, you know, usually you have some success as a team. So that's one of the goals, I think. You know, when the offense goes down there and score and, you know, the defense is in a two-minute drill, we got to get off the field, and that's what great teams do.
Jesse, you guys, speaking of the defense, and it's something I've talked about a lot because it's so easy to say, why is our defense giving up X amount of yards to this running back or this amount of yards? And my point has been, and I'm curious what you think about this, y'all been on the field a lot. Like, these teams are running double the amount of plays, and I don't care how good a shape you in. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much research you've done. Like, at some point, you're going to be like, all right, man, you know, this is another drive. Things, you give into things, and not purposely. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment? Because the defense overall has been really good. Man, we're getting sacks. We're getting turnovers. We are getting off the field on third down. But then you look at some of the other things that we've given up, and people go, is this defense as good or not as good as we think it is? My defense has been, dude, they're on the field a lot.
Yeah, Yeah. You try
to have to put words in his mouth, Carl.
I'm not. That's where I'm at. I don't want to put you on the spot, but that's how I feel.
No, for sure. And the game snaps, the count, that it don't lie either. The last three games, we've been having about 80 plays. Every game, but whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes to win. Football games. That's all that matters, really. But at the end of the day, I think. When you look at those long drives and stuff like that, it's when we're getting teams and second and long. The next thing you know, it's third and one. Teams are going for it on third and fourth and one. If they don't get to third and one, that's almost the tell of the story. I feel like the last couple of weeks has been we got to get off the field in critical moments. And whether that's a third down, third and short, guys are going for it a lot. Nowadays in this league on fourth and short as well. So. Just being able to be at your best and, in those critical moments, whether that's in the red zone, whether that's in, third down opportunity, fourth down opportunities, we really got to be able to get off the field and, try to give our offense the ball back as much as we can.
Talking to our man, Jesse Bates, and the Jets, it's hard to handicap the Jets because they've had an up-and-down season. Aaron Glenn's trying to make the most of it. But they got some studs. I mean, they trade for Donnie Mitchell. That guy's athletic. They got Mechie. So if the quarterback, hopefully it's competent football, we'll get some heat on the QB. But they got some weapons, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. They got some weapons. Those guys are, young guys that are still trying to, establish themselves in the league, and they got something to prove. So, I think Mechie, he's had a hell of a, last couple of weeks of, getting the ball in his hands and, being able to be a playmaker in that instance. And then, obviously, they got a really good running back, who was up for the trade deadline at the deadline there. And he's still there. He's still running the ball hard. A really good, running back, one of the best ones in the league, honestly. And then, the quarterback is always a big, position where, If your team's playing well, and your right. quarterback's probably playing really well as well. So they've had some struggles there with their quarterbacks. But Tyrod is obviously – he's been in this league for 25-plus years, But he's more than capable of running that offense. And he does a really good job of extending plays with his feet still as well. So we got our challenge. This is just another week for us to stack another win. And, you never know what can happen.
Right.
That's what we've been saying. It's Jesse Bates, JB3. Xavier Watts picked last week, man. Easy money, right? I mean, he got it thrown right to him. Talk about these rookies, man. He came in a couple of weeks back, and we were talking to him about learning from you and trying to pick up things. We just talked to Coach. Jalen's making an impact. Mm-hmm. James Pierce Jr., rookie, impact. Xavier back there with you, impact. What's the deal there? What do you think's going on with these rookies?
Yeah, we talked about that. I feel like during training camp when we were in here and I was on a radio show with you guys, just talking about those rookies and, the draft class that they created was a hell of one, I think. I mean, you look at each one of them and I'm like, they're all born to play football, it seemed like.
And Billy was balling too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, I hate that injury.
Obviously that's a huge, huge loss for us just because of the player that he was, but the person that he was in our meeting rooms. The leader that he was becoming and how comfortable he was getting in those short amount of games that he played in this year. But I know he'll be back stronger than ever for sure. But back to those rookies, man, like we said during training camp, we knew that those guys were going to be playing some critical snaps. And for those guys to come in prepared and, to go out there and have an impact like they have has been awesome. And, as a leader, it's good, those guys aren't just ball players. They're smart football players and even better people as well.
Traditions for Thanksgiving, man. What do you do? Coach said you guys got to work out tomorrow. You got practice, obviously. But is there anything that you guys do with the fam? Is everybody coming to the house? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed this year. Mom Duke's staying in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
We got an away game this year. So my first 2 years in Atlanta, mom was here. Throwing it down. So, I'm a little jealous about that, but we'll be all right.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
Okay.
When do you put the Christmas lights up?
Honestly, I ain't even got a Christmas tree yet. I'm waiting on Black Friday, man.
You go. We're just because we asked Coach yes or no on green bean casserole, so we're just trying to put a holiday theme on this one, man. Okay.
Yep, for sure.
You got more bigger things to fish, bigger fish to fry, Carl.
No doubt. 71 tackles, man. Hey, you're doing your thing.
Go get up, man.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
As always, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy holidays to y'all as well.
All right, guys. Go get a win on Sunday, brother.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We got more to dive into. As we mentioned, Wes is going to join us, the voice of our Falcons. And Big O back at the studio. Do we need to take a break? Or are we cool? Where are we at? Okay, we'll take one, and we'll come back. We'll grab Wes Durham on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on the College Football Playoff Committee, things Falcons, and much more. Stay there. We're live at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We just got done with Jesse Bates live here at Flowery Branch, but we do have breaking news because we spent a lot of time over the last 2 days talking about Gainesville and Brunswick. And what happened last week, and we now have a ruling. And that ruling is that the Gainesville players that were suspended are going to be able to participate. And they will be involved in their quarterfinal matchup against number one ranked Langston Hughes this weekend. I'm happy for Gainesville and the kids. An unfortunate situation happened with Brunswick where again, you have a fight, Mike, and it escalates, but this is what I was hoping, and I did not think it would happen, but I'm happy for them to have an opportunity to at least prove that they can maybe advance in these playoffs, and after this, you don't have any of these excuses we've been talking about.
Right. Again, guys, it's Superior Court Judge Clint Bearden. If you had him in your fantasy judge rules for Gainesville High School, granted the injunction Carl talked about, allowing those 34 players to not be suspended. And again, if the refs do their job and take control of the game, it doesn't happen in the first place, which gets back to the GHSA not doing their job in my mind.
All right, there it is. So they will get a chance to play. With that, we say good afternoon to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. And Wes, appreciate you, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. As always, it feels like, you know, every year we get to this point. These are critical games, and we were just talking with Coach about it. You know, you just want to keep stacking wins. How did you feel about the win against New Orleans, and what did you feel like was the difference for our Falcon football team in that game, and can we build on it?
Well, first of all, it never sucks to win in New Orleans.
This is true.
Bottom line. I mean, you know, as Matt Ryan once said, there's no better feeling than walking through the Superdome after a win. They don't like us. We don't like them. You know, Atlanta kind of took over the city last weekend, which was also kind of cool to see, right?
So, yeah.
You know, good for everybody to show up down there and rally the guys. I thought they played well, really, in all three phases. You know, I'm not going to discount as much as we've talked about kickers this year. I'm not discounting Zane Gonzalez after three ball games, guys. You know, he's done a great job. Knock on wood, keep it going. I thought defensively the pressure stuff really affected the game. I thought Tyler Shuck got uncomfortable as the game wore on, to be honest, Carl and Mike. And then I thought the patience offensively to, you know, to get guys like Bijan back in form, you know, where he had more than 100 yards again from scrimmage, which I think is a critical piece to what Atlanta does. And then give guys credit for stepping up in the absence of Drake London. You know, Mooney had three catches, the big one obviously for the score. You know, Dylan Drummond helped out. You get guys like, you know, the way David Sills stepped up, you know, I'm all for it. And I think that's a piece, Tyler Allgeier and Bijan combining in the run game. I just thought it was a nice win, and it's one you can build on, and let's hope that's the case on Sunday.
Like, as we said, man, I mean, with Tampa Bay kind of leaking, Wes, in a big way with, you know, Baker banged up, a little bit of his non-throwing shoulder. I mean, we've got a great – look, we can – I'm almost over crying over the spilt milk of the five-game losing streak because four of those games were just winnable games in my mind for a number of reasons. But, you know, maybe, you know, they're buoyed by, you know, Kirk, and if we're going to do more of the two tight end stuff and more of the play action – gets the other guys involved, great. And then we know the defense. If the offense can just get some – we just talked about it with Jesse Bates. 75 to 80 plays a game is going to wear down any defense, regardless of how good they are. If the offense can carry its weight, there is a chance.
Yeah, no question. I think the defense is – and again, you know, think about who you're playing. You know, you beat a team that you needed to beat. You beat a team Sunday you need to beat if you can get the Jets. And then you come back, and then all of a sudden – you know, some of this starts to get real again. You're going to play the Seahawks, who are certainly in the fight in the NFC West a little bit. Then you're going to play Tampa on a short week. Then you're going to come back and, you know, right after Christmas, you're going to play the Rams on that Monday night. So, you know, square this thing up a little bit and see what happens. That's the part you'd like to see happen, Mike. The reality of it is you hope you get London back in some sort of shape here in the next couple of weeks. You know, Kirk is going to be the guy. What nuances? Obviously, I've heard about the play action thing since Sunday. you know, and it's going to be interesting to see kind of where that moves forward, and does that change the rhythm of this team? And can you get healthy again? Can you get completely healthy again? Probably not, but can you get healthy enough to go on a little bit of a run here and maybe have some good things happen to you down the stretch?
Wes, it's Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, as we talk about the college football world. What are you thinking there? Because the College Football Playoff Committee, the one thing they did last night was kind of say, hey, Lane Kiffin, you might want to think about how you're going to affect your team if you end up leaving, because we could potentially punish you guys for that. Right. Nobody's really talking about it. The top four stayed the same. But I want to get your thoughts on where we're at heading into rivalry weekend.
Well, you know what I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, right? Last night was the one that kind of puts the grid in place, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that when they moved Ole Miss down and Oregon up, they were sending a kind of a message. Hey, look, if your coach bails on you,
right,
you better not have this thing waver a little bit, because when you go to 7, you're within shot of 10.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame is right there at 9. And look, if the Big 12 thing exists here, Carl and Mike, it's going to take 10 and 11 and 12 all out of play. And the interesting part with the Big 12 is that would mean Texas Tech loses. And if 10-2 Texas Tech gets in, then the Big 12 champion has to get in. And that would take 10 out of play, or, you know, take maybe potentially 9 out of play, depending on how this thing works. The other message they sent is, Miami, you're close, but you're not good enough.
Yep.
They moved you to 12. You're in the realm at 12. As much as I think Miami just picked tough games to lose. So they're also saying, and they didn't say this, and they're never going to say this, Miami needs to lay the wood Saturday at Pitt.
Yeah, make a statement.
That needs to happen. Yeah. I mean, there needs to be something, a reason to get, you need, Miami needs to give the committee a reason to think about moving them. Here's the other piece, too. If I'm Alabama, if I'm BYU, if I'm Utah, if I'm Vanderbilt, you don't want to lose. Don't chance this thing by losing, because they will move you down, just like what they did to Georgia Tech, and they should have. But at the same time, now this thing, they're trying to create clarity, and they've got clarity in the top four. I think either one of those four teams, Georgia included, if Georgia loses to Georgia Tech Friday, were to get in the SEC championship and lose, that might be the only way that they would end up on the line to have something to sweat. Ohio State, Indiana, both with zeros. if they both win Saturday and go to the Big Ten championship game, they're both going. Texas A&M, they win this weekend, they're going. You know, if Ole Miss holds water, beats Mississippi State, and does it convincingly, they probably avoid what could be trouble. But I wouldn't want to chance it. And right. In these games, Alabama, Ole Miss, look, Notre Dame and Stanford, they tell me they've had a long rivalry. It started in 1997. It's one of those things that I just wouldn't want to hazard losing a game. And that's the part that's why I think they kind of sent the message last night to Ole Miss. I'm not saying they did it on purpose. I'm just saying they moved Utah down one. They sweated Kansas State. Yep, that's right. What happens in this thing this time of year.
Well, again, margin of victory. I was talking about this with Carl earlier. They really love Texas Tech. And, you know, they're making a lot of noise for Texas Tech. And Texas Tech may be for real. You know, they're kind of this year's Indiana, but, you know, the defense mm-hmm. is legit. But they were favored in every game they played. The only game that they were not favored in was the win over Utah. So, I mean,
Mike, look, there's plenty of things in this now that need to be. I mean, I talked to you guys, I think, 2 years ago when the Florida State thing happened, right?
Right.
There needs to be more transparency in this. And they're not going to.
And that's what they're doing, Wes. That's what's happening with Ole Miss. Is Ole Miss is not such a hot prospect without Lane Kiffin, the way Florida State was such a hot prospect with Jordan without Jordan Travis.
That's a very fair statement to make. Whether they would, I doubt they would agree to it to be more transparent than they are. But I can tell you this: the one thing I don't need much more of. And look, I've got great respect for people that sit in that room, and I've done the mock, and it's difficult, right? When you get the three team groups and all that stuff. But the word salad that gets thrown out every Tuesday night is wearing me down, man. It's wearing me down.
Right. Can't stand it.
No. It's West Durham, guys. As we talk college football, and it's going to get interesting this week. It just will.
Oh,
and by
yeah.
the way, and by the way, speaking of, look, you talk about real quick, 9, 10, 11, right? Miami,
yeah.
You're not good enough. Show us you're good enough. Let me tell you something. Michigan beats Ohio State, and I don't think they will. But that's the best win of the season. That catapults Michigan and into this
thing. Oh, God, don't even say it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting there at 9-2.
Carl, you hang your hat, man, because here's the deal. If Vanderbilt beats Tennessee and anybody loses in front of them, guess what's going to happen? They're going up. Their two losses are Texas and Alabama.
They're jumping up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to make a move. Now, Tennessee – you know, little brother, Vanderbilt, I was there 30 years ago. I know 65-0, Peyton Manning's freshman year is my last broadcast at Vanderbilt doing football. I mean, I'm telling you, Vanderbilt doesn't get a crack at those jokers very often.
Mm-mm.
And don't think that Diego Pavia doesn't want his potential last game. Who knows? He may file for another year. I mean.
That's just hit a car, right?
Diego Pavia would love nothing more than to win in Knoxville in his last regular season game. But that's the whole point of this. And the drama that's going to ensue this weekend, who knows what the Egg Bowl is going to produce. I mean, Notre Dame should beat Stanford handily. They may have to. That's the thing. You think Notre Dame enjoyed putting 70 on. Syracuse scored with 6 seconds left last week.
Right,
yeah. I mean, it's crazy what's going on here. But I think you've got teams that truly have to send a message this weekend in order to kind of hold their spot in the road, if you will.
Wes Drewham. And again, happy Thanksgiving to all the Drewhams out there. Wes Durham's with us live from the Ticketmaster Studios. First off, Georgia Tech, that's the first maybe two quarters I've seen Haynes King not look like Superman. And obviously right. It was too big a hole. How do you think Brent Key, how does Tech, what do you think you're getting from Tech this week?
I think that if they've got any of the infrastructure that I think they have as a football team, I think they'll play very well Friday. There's nobody probably more disappointed in the locker room than Haynes King because of how much it means to him and how much he likes to win. At the same time, easily the best team they're going to play all year long is Georgia, easily. And give Georgia credit. Give Kirby and his staff credit. They have built and layered up as the year has gone on. The one loss to Alabama, they've gotten progressively better on defense. I mean, they got running backs on every street corner in Athens, apparently, because last week they unhatched that Bo Walker kid. I mean, where has he been? Witness protection? I mean, it's unbelievable. So I'm excited to see what the game has. I think that Georgia will be geared to stop Haynes King. The question I have is, Can Georgia Tech stop Georgia from running it? With Frazier, with Bowens, with Bo Walker, with I don't know who else they're going to get, Garrison Hurst, it doesn't matter. But, you know, Todd Gurley, I mean, they've got running backs. Can Georgia Tech get them stopped? The biggest question surrounding Georgia Tech is, can they get an early play to kind of get the game on? How does Georgia Tech game on Friday? Do they do it offensively? They do it with a turnover on defense? I mean, that to me is the real question that that I'm going to see at least unfold in the game is, when does Georgia Tech kind of say, hey, we're here to play it?
Great stuff. We will talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving again, and have a great call on Sunday, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Be well. Fun to be with you.
You too. That's Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. If you're just joining us, you will get a chance to hear what Coach Raheem Morris had to say to us about this quarterback situation, the input from Kirk Cousins, how much input Michael Penix has had, and Penix had his surgery yesterday. But when we come back, we got to get to the picks of the week and breaking news as the Gainesville football team has gotten great news this afternoon. We'll fill you in on all of that and much more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.